What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Ireland's first e-scooter sharing scheme has been launched in Wexford today. The scheme is a collaboration between e-scooter sharing platform Bolt and Wexford County Council. I'm joined now by Aisling Dunn, Head of Public Policy at Bolt. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, Mario. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Welcome to The Last Word. How will this e-scooter sharing scheme work?
Well, it's very simple. We have been operating e-bikes in Wexford for the last 14 months, and now we're also going to be providing shared e-scooters. So we have a very comprehensive network of parking locations that are controlled using GPS, and every journey has to start and finish in one of those 42 parking spaces. That means that the bikes and the e-scooters won't be cluttering up footpaths. They won't be creating an impediment to other road users or other pedestrians, but they will provide a really useful tool for people to get around their towns and cities as well in due course, and to replace those kind of short car trips. We know that about 20% of car trips driven by drivers are 2 kilometres or less, and they're the exact type of trips that we're trying to replace with scooters and e-bikes.
I was in Bordeaux last year for the rugby, and they had all their scooters out and about, and they were kind of light blue, and we'd all jump on them and grab them. But one of the problems was people used to just let them on the ground, and they'd all fall over, and they were actually a bit of a public health hazard, people tripping over them and everything, and it looked terrible when people just dumped them there.
Absolutely. That's definitely one of the biggest challenges with the rollout of e-scooters over the last 5 years that cities have confronted. I mean, this is a brand new transport mode, you know, compared to when you think about the introduction of cars or anything else that's happened over the last 100 years. This is still very new. And one thing that cities have really failed to get right, and companies have failed to get right, is the parking. That's why when we launched in Ireland 2 years ago with our first e-bike scheme up in Sligo, we introduced this mandatory parking location. And it's led to us having over 99% compliance with parking rules from our users. It's very clear. It's explained to our users when they first unlock the app and then they start to unlock an e-scooter or an e-bike. It's explained that they have to return it to one of these GPS-controlled locations. The app doesn't actually let you finish your trip till you're in one of those GPS control locations.
Okay.
If you just abandon it on the side of the footpath because you couldn't be bothered to bring it back, you get charged effectively a fine of about €20 because you haven't been able to finish that trip. Now, if there's a good reason for it, you know, somebody didn't understand, they might be let away with it once, but ultimately that's the fine that's imposed, and it's very clear, very easy to understand, and we have over 99% compliance. So I really think some of the challenges that other cities have experienced won't be experienced here in Ireland, because we've learned from the mistakes of others.
Okay, there's 50 of them going to be available on the streets of Wexford from today. How much does it cost?
So it's 18 cent a minute plus 15 cent to unlock. So in Wexford, we see that about most trips are about 10 minutes. They're usually about 2.3 kilometres on average and about 10 minutes. That's going to work out 190, 195 if you're the full 10 minutes. Like, ultimately, these are, as I said, replacing those kind of 2 kilometre trips. You won't be renting them for an hour. That would work out too expensive. But they're to try and help people who maybe would want to get the bus or the train, into work, but maybe it's too far to go, or they don't want to leave their bike at a bike stand all day or overnight. They think that's a risk. This now provides them with that greater connectivity, or people who just don't want to be getting in their car to take those really short trips. So it's really to fill that convenience gap.
Okay. So full disclosure, Aisling, I'm a scooter user. I'm an e-scooter user, and I have an e-scooter, right? So I don't drive a car, and I go around on a scooter, and I'm known locally as a bit of a scooter nuisance, to be honest with you. And people mock me, and they go, there's Mario on a stupid scooter again. I'm a middle-aged man going around on a scooter.
They're for everyone. I'm a big fan myself.
Yeah, but hang on, though. The thing is, whenever I bring my scooter, whenever one of my friends come over and they go, hey, give us a look at your scooter there, that looks cool, and then they jump on it, they drive straight into a wall because they're unaware of the little bit of poke that a scooter has. Yeah. Scooters, my point is, Aisling, can be dangerous, don't you agree?
I think if they're not used properly, like any vehicle or any mode of transport, if they're not used properly. So one of the things that we have on all our scooters is when somebody first sets up an account or goes to rent their first scooter, they'll be asked, do they want to put on beginner mode? Now, beginner mode reduces the speed down to 15 kilometers an hour. It is, when you're on it, you do feel that it is a very slow, gentle speed. And that stays in place until they choose to switch it off and go to the 20 kilometers, which is the, you know, the speed regulated or allowed under regulations. So that, for us, we find that where an accident is at all going to happen, it is most likely to happen on people's first one or two or three yes. trips, because they're not used to it. As you say, they just haven't gotten used to that first kind of experience. So for that reason, beginner mode really alleviates that risk. We encourage everyone to leave it on until they feel truly comfortable, and that really helps to prevent accidents happening.
Wexford is a beautiful place, Aisling.
Absolutely.
Lots of nice places to eat.
Exactly.
And drink. What if you have yeah. 5 pints and you fancy getting on a scooter?
Well, unfortunately, you won't be able to. While it isn't our job to enforce the law, it is our responsibility to do everything we can to make sure people are not getting on scooters or bikes when they've had a few drinks. So between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., we impose a cognitive reaction test for anyone trying to unlock an e-bike or an e-scooter. It's a quick game on the screen on your phone. You have to be able to tap a helmet onto a head very quickly. If you can't do it, we say, we're sorry, we can't unlock the e-scooter or the e-bike, and we encourage you to find another way home. Now, this, we find that failure rates peak at the weekend. They peak during December, you know, times that you would expect that there might be more people having a few drinks. We think it's really important to still have these as an option at night time, because that's the time when public transport is, you know, public transport options are usually at their lowest. There's a lot of people in the service industry, who shift workers, who need to be able to get home. But we definitely don't want people who've been having a few drinks to be getting on the e-scooters or e-bikes and endangering themselves and others. So it's a really good tool, and it's something that works well. It's also really flexible. So if you're in a town or a city that has some kind of festival on, or, you know, up in Sligo during Freshers Week, for example, we change that cognitive reaction test to come on at 2 or 3 in the afternoon every day for the week, just to be sure that people who are having a few drinks aren't getting on our bikes or scooters.
Well, what if you haven't had any drinks and you just failed the cognitive test anyway? Is that not mitigating against stupid people?
Well, we do give people an opportunity to redo it if for some reason they've been distracted, or, you know, something has happened that has taken their attention away from it. But in general, it is our best effort to try and make sure that people are not getting up on the e-scooters or the e-bikes when they've had a few drinks.
I'm learning to drive at the moment because I've just, you know, I'm eventually going to migrate away from the scooter. And I'm learning to drive at the moment, and I just passed the driver theory test, 98.5%. So I was very pleased with myself. But now another test to get on a scooter. Sorry, Aisling.
But come here. Only at night. You only have to do it at night.
During the day, only comes out at night. What about age? Can anybody ride the scooter?
No, our age restriction is for 18-year-olds upwards. So we, for a number of reasons, you know, it's a new mode, and we want people who are being, you know, responsible and are adults. So our scooters and our e-bikes are for 18+.
Great. Okay. Aisling, thank you very much. Aisling Dunn, Head of Publicity with Bolt. Good luck with the project. It sounds interesting. What colour are they, by the way?
Green, very Irish looking.
All right. Best of luck with the venture. 50 okay. scooters up and running in Wexford. They have a maximum speed of 20 kilometres an hour. You'll need to take a cognitive test that will test your ability down there in Wexford now to get things right or wrong. So good luck with that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.